You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. At the time of his death in 1967, Woody Guthrie's music had been championed by members of the New Folk Revival, perhaps most notably Bob Dylan. Since the 60s, his music has remained popular and influential in both the folk and rock worlds. But some say Guthrie also has a rightful place in the story of country music. KMUW's Jed Bodwin has more.
Put it there, boy, and we'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do.
For many music lovers, Woody Guthrie is the quintessential folk artist. The man who scrawled "This Machine Kills Fascists" on his guitar and who sang about social injustices. But Guthrie's musical legacy reaches far beyond the folk designation. For some, he is a founding father of country music. Dina McLeod, executive director of the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa, is one such person.
Country music has always been telling a story. And that's all Woody was doing. All of his lyrics, all of his writing, he's telling a story. It's part of the story of who we all are as a people.
I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad.
Guthrie's influence on contemporary music is undeniable. He remains a recognizable figure for fans of everything from punk to bluegrass. Despite his legacy, there's one institution that has not formally recognized his contributions: the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ketch Secor, a founding member of Old Crow Medicine Show, says Guthrie's everyman image is essential to country's evolution, and yet his contributions seem to be largely forgotten.
Woody Guthrie is such a great example of a country music maker who, through the twists and turns of the definition of country, has been eradicated from the circle. I think that Woody's country music making is at the heart of what Woody does, because country music is a populist art form.
When the Dust Bowl of the 1930s decimated farmland in Oklahoma and other plain states, many families migrated to California in the hopes of finding work. Many of them would ultimately be turned away. Others were looked down upon for their rural heritage.
Woody was seeing his people, who were literally starving in this land of plenty, who, when they left Oklahoma and went to California, they were met with signs that said, "No Negroes, no dogs, no Okies." There were police at the border of California that wouldn't let people in unless they had money, which made Woody write, "Do Re Mi."
Now the police at the port of entry say, "You're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks."
And he was seeing those people in those migrant worker camps, in those Hoovervilles, who were just struggling to survive. And it was a personal thing for him. Those were his people. Those were people he had traveled across the country with.
Folk singer and Guthrie scholar John McCutcheon.
Woody was raised at a time when Oklahoma was hit with the 1-2 punch of the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl storms of the 1930s. He, like many people in Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas, lots of places, were driven out of their homes. They became unsustainable. You could not farm the land, and ended up going out to the migrant labor camps of the California Central Valley.
"Swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me."
Many Oklahomans remained in California, ultimately working in the oil and agricultural industries in and around Bakersfield. With blue-collar workers flocking to honky-tonks in the area, a new sound was born: the rock-influenced Bakersfield sound. One of its originators, Merle Haggard, whose family had fled the Dust Bowl and found solace in California.
"We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD."
Though he has been universally embraced by younger songwriters, including Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and Billy Bragg, among others, Guthrie remains a divisive figure. His ties to labor unions and the Communist Party remain a sticking point for many in his home state of Oklahoma.
"So you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union."
A planned Guthrie exhibit in 1999 at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City was canceled When a wealthy donor objected to the singer's politics, Guthrie was not inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame until 2006, despite being one of the state's most notable figures. All this while one of his most famous songs, This Land Is Your Land, written as an angry response to America the Beautiful, continues to be sung by schoolchildren and contemporary protest singers.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island.
According to Secor, it's probably Guthrie's politics that have distanced him from the country music narrative.
You know, Woody's politics have been, I think, the primary reason that he has not been contextualized as a country music maker, which is strange to me because Johnny Cash grew up on a socialized, commune-like, WPA-era collective, working a plot of land alongside others who had been given land to work collectively, who were in the profit-sharing farming business. And stories like this are all through the country music origins.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the spark.
And according to Dina McLeod, this might also account for his absence from the Country Music Hall of Fame.
The move to have Woody inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame has been going on for many years. He's a member of every other Hall of Fame that there is. I mean, come on, he's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and not the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Secor is one of many people who continues to champion Guthrie's work and its role in the development of country music.
I'm on a committee at the Country Music Hall of Fame through the Country Music Association that makes the recommendations for who is on the list of the legends category of new inductees. I've been on this panel for about 3 years. Every year, the top of the page, Woody Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, Woody Guthrie. So we're working on it.
Whether accepted by storied institutions or not, few can deny Woody Guthrie's rugged individualism.
That fearlessness whenever it comes to addressing injustices head on and not worrying about his personal safety. We need a little bit more of that in today's world.
There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down, but our union's gonna break them slavery chains, and our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky, could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going